Congress holding a pep rally disguised as a hearing for the Stop Online Piracy Act. That's the government's latest and lamest attempt to tame copyright infringement on the internet. Google is once again in the hot seat, taking fire from a heavily stacked panel of lawmakers and cheerleaders for the bill, which targets the search giant as the enabler of all internet evils. Here to discuss are my Freedom Fighters, Fox business anchor, and my colleague Lori Rothman, Newsday columnist Ellis Hennigan, and Reason Foundation Director of Economic Research Anthony Randazzo. You blame the messenger for the message, Ellis Hennigan?
Well, I gotta tell you, Judge, I'm a little torn on this one. I mean, you're absolutely right.
Gonna come down on the side of freedom. I want to hear it.
I'm gonna be in the gray, I think, on this one a little bit. But listen, I understand that one of the charms of the internet is its wide openness, and we do not want to curtail that. However, there do need to be some limits out of the extreme. We don't let child porn there. We do not want our search engines to be involved in actual money-making criminal conspiracies. And while copyright handbags may not be the biggest problem in the world, you know, Google shouldn't be getting rich off of selling this garbage. Right. They really should.
Google isn't getting rich off of selling that garbage.
That's the point. But even if Google were getting rich, is it Google's responsibility to scrutinize
the original content suppliers, Judge? That's where the crackdown on piracy has to happen. Google, you know, you're just going to cap internet entrepreneurship. I mean, this is the wave of the future. We're talking about a sluggish economy. This is where the innovation is going to happen. This is what's going to ultimately lift our economy out of these doldrums.
All right, Anthony, what is the free market solution to this? Should I be able to put anything I want through the internet and receive anything I want, even if some third party looking at it or receiving it is harmed by it?
Well, you know, we have provisions in the law right now in place. We've got safe harbor provisions that require, that basically limit the liability of Google for distributing uncopyrighted content. But if somebody comes and they say, look, this is content that's on your website, that's on YouTube, you remove it. The way we need to think about this is that Google is like a road. It's not the road's fault if somebody's speeding or drag racing or driving down the road. That's going to be delivering content. You can't fault the road for what somebody does on the road. Can't fault
that's
Google.
And we have
copyright rules. That's a great analogy, Anthony. Suppose somebody takes my new book
and
puts it on Google and claims that they wrote it, and all of a sudden it's out there for everybody to download, and I lose all the sales.
You'd be pretty mad, I'll bet.
At Google?
Well, include at everybody who was in
the
equation. Listen, I love the highway analogy. And you're right. None of us, and believe me, Judge, I'm a free expression guy. I'm not into cracking down on what people
are
saying. But I don't want Google to be involved in these criminal conspiracies. I mean, should they be collecting drug money?
Conspiracy requires a common purpose and some communication.
If
Google is the road, how can they be responsible for what's in the truck?
They can bump them off the road, can't they?
I disagree. I think with the situation you present, I said this a moment ago, your publisher should sue the pirate.
Got it.
You can't find the pirate.
All right. So you can't find the pirate, so you go after the guy that paved the road?
Well, I don't want to make it money.
Argued you into
it. We're going to switch gears to something that I know you want to weigh in on, Ellis, because this has to do with health and safety in the nanny state. President Obama is taking up the sword in the government's quest to slay the great tobacco beast. In a White House video released today, the president is seen scolding tobacco companies, who was a chain smoker until 2 years ago, for protesting against the Food and Drug Administration, forcing them to plaster disgusting labels all over their cigarette packaging. Listen to the president.
Some big tobacco companies are trying to block these labels because they don't want to be honest about the consequences of using their products. Unfortunately, this isn't surprising.
Does this former chain smoker understand the First Amendment? Who is the president to tell people don't assert your First Amendment liberties, Ellis Hennigan?
Oh, God. Are you defending tobacco companies now?
I'm defending their First Amendment rights.
Well, yes. But you know what? There's some things that we've limited, and for good reason. You want TV commercials back with cigarettes on them? You want no warnings on the packs? I'm sorry. When you get into the death business in our country, we're going to limit your freedoms a little bit.
It's a lawful product, tobacco. Why don't they limit the product?
Well, so you want to sell it to kids? You want to advertise it on TV? How far you want to go?
You know why they won't limit the product? Because of the taxes that they earn on the product.
I mean, the government should just stop. It's so desperate for funds, for any kind of revenue right now. I mean, we've had these warning labels for years and years and years. It's really not preventing the problem. It's important to have them, I agree, but you know, people should just have the right to do what they want to do. If they want to pay $10 for a pack of cigarettes in New York City, it's their right to do that, and heck, the money...
Anthony, when we were doing the research for this subject, I learned the answer to the following question. Who pays pays for the government's war on tobacco? Who pays for all the federal warnings? The tobacco companies do. So not only is the president of the United States criticizing people for exercising their First Amendment rights, he's making them pay for his criticism.
Well, but you know, if you actually were to complete that clip, the next thing that the president said was that that the tobacco industry was trying to stop this war on tobacco and that we needed to work hard to eradicate smoking once and for all. This is an FDA provision that's not about communicating facts. It is promoting an anti-advocacy campaign. And that's what's crossing the line. You're talking about, you know, where do you want to draw the line? This is where you draw the line. Do we want to put labels on six packs of beer that says this is what happens if you drink and drive.
It is a good point, Ellis, because where do we stop? Do we put labels on cheeseburgers?
Listen,
do we put them on chocolate bars? Do we put them on salt
abuse
and
all
sugar?
Kinds of things.
Okay, I mean, you can come up with ridiculous examples, but listen, we're better off with fewer people smoking. This stuff is partly working, and that's good for all of us.
Are we better off with the heavy hand of government telling us how we advertise our products?
No, because we know cigarettes are bad for you. We know McDonald's is bad for you, with the labels, without the labels. Unfortunately, it's just up to you, your own understanding and your own decisions, what type of lifestyle you want to lead.
Where's this?
These labels don't change who smokes. If you consume a lot of cigarettes a day,
right.
These labels don't change it. They only impact people on the margins who aren't actually having negative health consequences in the first place.
Where will this stop, Ellis?
Well,
don't tie your necktie too tight.
It's going to keep going because we're all paying the health care for those people. This is partly working. We should be happy about that.
I am
shocked. I
love the nanny state. No, I don't.
Neither do I. Good.
I'm not going to stop you from doing it or use the power of the government to stop you. We got to go. Anthony Randazzo, Ellis Hennigan, as wacky as you are.
No.
Still love you, as lovable as you are.
Wow.
Lori Rothman, thanks for joining us.